Kiana Ribbonleg is one of six young people that participated in the making of a COVID-19 awareness video produced by the Assembly of First Nations, Alberta. She is from the Little Red River Cree Nation, where they had a massive outbreak last year. She contracted COVID-19 during a funeral she attended in her community. She said she wasn't wearing a mask, and others there did not wear masks either.
I was really ashamed that I had it.
She said,
it was like a shock that I even got it. I was like, what am I doing? Like, this one day that I wasn't wearing it, I got it, and it was so easy, and I didn't even notice, and the symptoms were so bad that I was kind of like, no, this is cold, like, I don't have it. And I was in complete shock, and like everybody around me was in panic, because we didn't know if I was going to make it or not, because we didn't know much about it still. And you know, I asked my mom to send me medicine, and it really helped.
She said it was a very scary experience. This happened in December of 2020, before immunizations were available. Now she's joining with other youth, two from each of Treaties 6, 7, and 8, to encourage people to get vaccinated.
I got body aches. I slept for 2 days. I lost my sense of taste and smell for a day. I had a stuffy, my lungs were stuffed with mucus or that virus, so it was really hard to take a full breath. And I had really bad headaches.
Marlene Putra is the regional chief of AFN Alberta. She hopes that the message the youth bring will encourage other young people to get vaccinated to protect their families and their communities.
The messages coming from the youth will, encourage other youth to get vaccinated, or even other First Nations populations to take it seriously and want to get vaccinated. But I understand there is an uptick in people getting vaccinated, so that's a good thing. And you know, and anything that we can do to encourage people to protect themselves and their families and their communities, I think, is a really good thing.
Putra tells us we need to keep our communities, especially our elders, safe. She is also concerned about the younger children who cannot yet be vaccinated.
The elders are our knowledge keepers, and you know, I know a couple of our knowledge keepers and spiritual leaders that have passed on, you know, due to COVID. And so it's really critical, because it's really important for our culture that we retain our knowledge and our traditions and our culture, you know, so it's really important that we do everything that we can to keep our communities safe, and especially our most vulnerable, which is the elders. And now it's the young children that are not vaccinated. So I have a big concern, you know, about that.
Ribbonleg knows how real this virus can get. She is very concerned that the elders will get COVID because people are being too lax with safety measures. She expresses how important getting vaccinated is and sends this message.
Ask people in your community, ask people who have had it, you know, come up with your own decision to get vaccinated, and, respect people that are vaccinated, that are spreading awareness, that believe in it. And this is really a time where you can't really have that divide, because it is not helping anybody. And, people are going to keep spreading awareness because they want the pandemic to be over, and it's going to be here for a long time. And it's better to get on the side of our people, because our nations have been doing so much work and have been getting hit the hardest, especially in this province. And it is so scary to be thinking about losing our elders and putting them through that, because you know, they're around people that are not following guidelines, not being vaccinated. So I just think of the most vulnerable as you're going forward in the pandemic.
Putra thanks the youth that took part in the video, including Ribbon Leg, Austin Johnson, Kesley Pipian, Tessa Wolfleg, Tyra Crosschild, Alexis Kochia, and Rachel McLaughlin.
Oh, I want to thank them so much for their courage and their intelligence. I mean, you know, obviously they're very astute in terms of their knowledge and speaking, you know, public speaking. So, yeah, I was very proud of the youth that participated.
The Alberta AFN region thanked Indigenous Services Canada First Nations Health Branch for the funding, saying the video would not be possible without that support. Putra says another awareness video will be coming out soon, this time focusing on elders. The Treaty 6, 7, and 8 First Nations Youth COVID-19 video, titled Protect Your Community, can be found on YouTube. For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamakateo.